From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Donald Trump is saying he's never met some of the women who have accused him of sexual assault and unwanted advances. Trump telling supporters Thursday in Ohio the accusations are false claims. And it appears, though, his supporters are sticking with him.
He just lied straight out, lied to our faces, Jessica. He just lied.
Trump has threatened to sue the New York Times for printing the claims of two women earlier Thursday in Florida. He accused the press of coordinating with Hillary Clinton's campaign to conspire against his White House bid. One of Trump's accusers, Jessica Leeds, did tell a friend who describes why Leeds didn't speak up.
The way Mr. Trump handles his personal life and what he does is his business. It's not going to affect me.
And that was a Trump supporter. Hillary Clinton says she doesn't care if Trump goes after her, but at a fundraiser in San Francisco, Clinton says that she will defend every person or group that he insults. An international relief effort for victims of Hurricane Matthew entered a more advanced stage Thursday as a second U.S. military ship arrived off Haiti's coast and U.N. convoys and non-government organizations began reaching more isolated communities. Food, clean water, and construction materials have begun pouring in. The U.S. Labor Department said Thursday the number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits stayed at a 43-year low last week, in the latest sign that layoffs are more scarce. The number of people receiving aid fell 16,000 to just over 2 million. That is the fewest since June of 2000. This is VOA.